Sana didn't think. She couldn't imagine her next task. What it would mean to finish what Serena couldn't. To force the magic to break itself by breaking all the Dragonian magic left in the world. No matter the cost. With a sob, she reached down, yanking off the vest.
Little one,
Ludius demanded, pulling her out of her half-dead stupor.
What are you doing?
She struggled to her feet. Her body yearned to give up, to close her eyes and wake up in the bright halls of Hala, where Dade would be waiting. By the end of this, she would. Destroying the magic would destroy her. Clinging to the ragged edge of life, she leaned against Ludius, her eyes closed. Her face pressed against his scales, which remained comfortingly warm despite all they'd been through. She focused on the vest in her hands and swallowed a sob. She had to do it. Stand back, she murmured in her mind, lacking the strength to speak. Harnessing the flow of magic came easily, surprisingly so, considering her intent. If she destroyed the vest, she destroyed all of the Dragonian magic. She would break her connection to Ludius. But if she didn't, the magic wouldn't be broken irrevocably. It could be repaired. Prana could return again with her dragon army another day. This had been Dea Silva's plan all along. Sana could feel it in her bones. The vest warmed like a coal in her hands. Like Ludius. Sana gripped it so tightly, her knuckles ached. I must, she whispered to him. But I don't think I'll survive. Anguish filled his voice.
Is this the only way?
Yes. A long silence swelled between them.
I know,
he murmured, pressing his snout to her.
It was always meant to come to this, but I have not wanted to see it until now.
Tears welled up in her eyes as his tail wrapped around her ankle.
I shall be with you every step of the way, in this life and the next.
She pressed a hand against his scales, and a tear tracked down her cheek. I wouldn't have it any other way. Help me.
Yes, little one, with my last breath.
Sana yanked the vest from both sides, and Ludius slashed it with his claw, tearing it in half. Heat raced up her arms and coursed through her heart like fire. The power surged through her body. She let it go, unwilling to restrain it. Fire and power and light swelled within her all at once. She dropped to her knees, and Ludius fell next to her. Her last thought went to her sister with a flash, and a memory, and a feeling of warmth deep, deep inside.